John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. We're on the surface of Mars now and again with Ingenuity. What has it accomplished, this brave little flying toaster?
It's completed its 57th flight, ho-hum. This is like an airliner now. Not really, but it's pretty spectacular. So I've got a map on Behind the Black showing where Ingenuity now is relative to Perseverance. It's essentially following the planned route that Perseverance is going to go, so it can give ground information for the Perseverance engineers for moving the rover forward. This flight also corresponded with a very high-resolution panorama that Perseverance created, looking forward to where it's going to go. So you not only can see where the rover and helicopter are on the ground, but you can see the eventual goal down the road with this post, John, and it's going to be quite fun. They're going to go into a gap in a mountain chain.
Moxie is a superstar. Why, Bob?
Moxie is an instrument, an engineering test instrument on Perseverance, designed to see if it would be possible to use the carbon dioxide thin atmosphere of Mars to produce oxygen for breathing impossible fuel. And Moxie has done 16 different runs and has demonstrated unequivocally that it can do this and provide enough oxygen for humans to survive on Mars. You don't have to bring the oxygen with you. You can get it from the atmosphere. They've now completed Moxie's experiment. It's done 16 full runs. It produced a total of 122 grams of oxygen, which is about what a small dog will breathe in 10 hours. But it demonstrated technology works. And so future Moxies will undoubtedly make it possible for people to live on Mars, John.
And that was a discovery, Bob. That was not expected, that Martian atmosphere, just as we didn't expect Ingenuity to fly it so easily.
And no, it's a case of engineers propose, let's try this. They give it a try, and both with Ingenuity and with Moxie, it worked. They could make it work, and that's a real major achievement for the eventual colonization and settlement of Mars.
And we get out the paper hats and the kazoos to celebrate Japan's launch. Why, Bob?
Japan hasn't done a lot of launches recently, but they did complete the second launch of the year, and that was a launch which put two major payloads into orbit. One is a new X-ray space telescope that Japan built and is replacing one that failed shortly after launch back in 2016, and it's working, and so that will begin to do good astronomical research in orbit. The other was the SLIM Lunar Lander, and SLIM is an acronym, but that's not important. It's designed to do a very precise landing on the moon. It's an engineering test to prove that you can use a computer and an autonomous spacecraft unmanned to land in a target less than 300 feet across, or about 300 feet across. And so it's going to do that. It's going to take several months to get to the moon, and then a month in lunar orbit as it prepares for the landing. I've got a map on Behind the Black so you can see where on the moon it's going to land on the near side. It's not really designed to do research, though. I'm sure they got a few instruments on there to do that. Its main goal is to prove you can land like this.
And Japan's successful launch, does that mean that they've straightened out the difficulties they've had?
No. No, not at all. This is the older rocket, the H-2A rocket that launched. This has been launched like four dozen times. It's retiring it, though. They're going to replace it with the H-3 rocket. That had a launch failure in the spring, and they still have not announced when they're going to try a second attempt to launch that new rocket. And that's the rocket they need, supposedly, to replace the H-2A, which is retiring. They only have, I think, two more launches left with it. And so, no, they haven't solved those problems.
All right, a snapshot of Vikram. What is Vikram, Bob, and who took the picture?
Vikram is India's lunar lander that successfully landed in the high southern latitudes a few weeks ago with its Pragyan rover. Both have now shut down for the lunar night, but prior to that, NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter took a picture of Vikram on the surface. I've got this on Behind the Black. The picture isn't particularly spectacular because it is lunar orbiter, but you can see the shadow of Vikram and the white brightened ground around the vehicle from the landing engines, and that's kind of cool, John.
On the surface of Mars, Bob's cool image. Ice islands, where, Bob?
This is the mid-latitude. This is a really, really weird terrain that's located, and I have a picture of it, of what I call the glacier country in the mid-latitudes of the northern hemisphere of Mars, where every picture shows glaciers of some kind. Every picture, and this one just shows a lot of glacial features, very weird, in this case, very weird formations, and it happens to be surrounded by a sea of ice, masses of ice. It's just amazing.
Lots of water on Mars, and finally, layered glaciers and two craters. Any surprises here?
Nope, this is just more evidence that Mars is not a dry Sahara. It's more like a dry Antarctica with lots of ice everywhere.
And that ice will make every difference in the future on for colonies. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.